chapter of Daniel, where we read of King Nebuchadnezzar and how he forgot an important dream he had had. It troubled him so much that he called all the wise men of Babylon and asked them if they could tell him the dream and its interpretation. When the king saw that they couldn't help him, he was very angry and declared that all the wise men should be slain. When Daniel and his companions heard of the decree, they prayed that God would deliver them from death, and God heard their cry. He gave Daniel the dream and its interpretation, and sent him before the king. Giving all the credit to God, Daniel told the king the dream. In the dream, the king saw a great and terrible image. Its head was of fine gold, shoulders and arms of silver, thighs of brass, legs of iron, and feet a mixture of iron and clay. Then a great stone that was hewn out of the mountain without hands came and smote the image until it was blown about by the wind. The stone then became a great mountain and covered the whole earth. The interpretation is this. The different parts of this image represented different kingdoms of the world. And just as the stone destroyed the image and set itself up as a great mountain, so in the days of those kings would the God of heaven set up a kingdom which would not be left to other people, but would consume those kingdoms and would stand forever. This great stone that came rolling out of the mountain represents Jesus Christ. He's going to come someday, maybe very soon, and destroy these temporary kingdoms of the world. Then he will set up his own kingdom and reign forever and ever.
Jesus Christ is the stone that was hewn out of the mountain. Jesus Christ is the stone that came rolling through Babylon. Jesus Christ is the stone that was hewn out of the mountain and came down through the kingdoms of the world. We'll go home with the stone that was hewn out of the mountain. We'll go home with the stone that came rolling through Babylon. We'll go home with the stone that was hewn out of the mountain and came down.